Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for the new week. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are a few weaker tones, as well as that have been carried over from last week's trading. Terminals are called mostly steady in a light volume test, with top prices in a range from $48 to $51. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, May 30th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,212 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $67.50 to $75. The weighted average was $72.58, a gain of 6 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.42 to $59.23. The weighted average was $56.11. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,745. The base price range was $67.50 to $75.75. The weighted average was $72.86, a loss of 30 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.29 to $58.75, and the weighted average was $56.90. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And, of course, more rain fell over the weekend in many areas. And I was just looking at a map with the rainfall over the last week, the last 7 days. And there are a lot of places that have picked up 2, 3, 4 inches or more. A couple bands west to east across Illinois and Indiana. And in between those areas, a lot of 1 to 2 inch amounts. So most of Illinois and Indiana picking up decent amounts of rain during the past week, excessive amounts of rain. The only areas that look to have maybe gotten less than a half an inch, some parts of far northern Indiana and parts of southern Indiana, especially southeastern Indiana. But west central into southern Illinois, portions of central Illinois, including portions of Iroquois County, much of northwestern Illinois, bands across northern and central Indiana picking up several inches of rain. Almost all of the northern two-thirds of Iowa picking up several inches of rain as well. So it's been a very wet week on top of a wet couple of months. And as we look ahead, more wet weather is on the way. I'm looking at the radar, and thunderstorms are already working into central Iowa. That's with the next cluster of showers and thunderstorms that are going to soak a lot of the upper Midwest and even into the central Midwest here over the next day or so, as we're going to see Iowa, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, parts of central Illinois, northern Indiana, parts of central Indiana, Michigan and Ohio getting locally heavy rainfall. I think for our two-state area, the greatest threat of heavy rain will come late tonight into tomorrow morning, but even before that, scattered thunderstorms, and after that into Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms are likely. So it's just not looking good there. So as we enter June with planting and crop growth well behind schedule in many areas, here's what we're looking forward to. Conditions over the next couple of weeks will be very favorable for crops already established, as very warm weather is expected. So the crops that are in the ground and gotten beyond just the initial emergence are going to have favorable growth rates. Warm at night, very warm in the daytime. Crops that had a slow start are really going to take off. We're already starting to observe that. However, crops newly emerged or not yet planted will remain threatened this week by more rain and soggy fields. Now, there are some signs that parts of Missouri and southern Illinois and southern Indiana will see improved planting opportunities this week, and other areas will begin to dry out some next week. But The problem is, after the locally heavy rainfall over the last several days, including some in eastern Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana since Friday morning, many fields are soaked, and that will prevent planting. And that rain also likely has washed out some newly planted crops. As much as 6 inches of rain, for example, fell in Iroquois County, 4 miles west of Milford, Friday evening. Now, during much of the past 7 days, we talked already about the rain that's fallen. We are going to see more rain that's going to head for basically the northern two-thirds of the Midwest the next couple of days. The far southern areas may improve. And Dave passed along to me, the DTN meteorologists say about 5% of the U.S. corn crop has been adversely affected by spring weather and could result in 4 million acre loss in corn acreage. And the most problematic area in the Corn Belt is an arc from central and southeastern Missouri through southern Illinois into Indiana and Ohio. And specifically, my forecast for Missouri through southern Illinois is a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow, but mostly dry and very warm weather to follow Tuesday through early next week, with the only other rainfall coming with a cold front Friday night into Saturday. So there will be some improvement in the wetness there, but in Indiana and Ohio, more problems this week, especially in the northern and central portions of those two states, with potentially heavy rain tomorrow and tomorrow night, and showers and thunderstorms lasting through Wednesday night, mostly dry weather Thursday and Friday, and then more rain Friday night into Saturday for Indiana and Ohio, and again, heavy amounts there in northern and central sections, and the same thing can be said in Illinois as well. So, some places will see a bit of improvement, but others will not. Next week, a hot dome will be centered over Arkansas, so the delta is going to be too dry. The southern plains will see rapid maturation of the wheat crop, but for the summer crops, it'll be a bit too dry out there. Northern plains spring wheat belt remaining wet, so those crops already in the ground will have plenty of moisture, but for planting up there, not good. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at $8, down 2, last trade up 4 3/4. September 8/15 down 1, last trade down 3/4. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 7.59 1/2, down 2, last trade up 5 1/2. December, $8 up 3/4, last trade up 4 1/4. July corn opened at 5.97, down 2 1/4, last trade down 1. December, 6.24, down 2 1/2, last trade down 3/4. Take it out to July of 2009, 6.53, down 1 3/4, last trade down 1. July beans opened at 13.57, down 6 1/2, last trade down 3 1/4. November, 13.46 1/2, down 8, last trade down 7 1/4. January, 13.67 1/4, down 1 1/4, last trade down 10 3/4. July soybean meal opened at 342.10, up 60, last trade up $4. July soybean oil opened at 61.24, down 7, last trade down 40. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of how the trade will view perhaps what they are anticipating this afternoon on the NAS reports, and especially as we get our first glimpse of the conditions of the corn crop for the year?
Well, I tend to think that'll be slightly friendly. Crop has gotten delayed a little bit, although we have some good warmth coming in here, as you guys were just talking about, and there's certainly plenty of moisture in most areas out here. We could actually use a little bit more drink over here in Indiana now, but generally you're going to come in probably less than what you were a year ago, probably 60 to 65% good to excellent. Plantings will make pretty good progress along the way, as I think the Eastern Corn Belt did a lot to try and get caught up last week. So I think those will be somewhat friendly to the market, but still kind of a non-event for this early in the season. Corn-wise, you know, they're going to look somewhat at the outside markets, but I think the way that we turned away the breakout of the sideways pattern last week and came back with a vengeance on Friday, I think that tends to bode well for the corn market. You probably make a run here over this week to try and go up and challenge the upside of this sideways pattern out here. So I could easily see corn make a run back up to 630 on the Deese, maybe 635 on the Deese. I'm not sure we'll get through that 37.5 that I view as somewhat of a top side of that sideways pattern at this point. In beans, nothing has settled on the situation down in Argentina. My understanding is they arrested six farmers that were trying to blockade one of the roads, so we continue to have controversy down there, and that thing doesn't look like it's even close to coming to an end, and that's going to keep beans pretty tight here in the U.S. We do have export inspections out today, so you want to kind of watch those and see how heavily we're shipping beans out of the country right now. It doesn't look like a lot because demand on the river system has been pretty light.
Yeah, and another caveat to throw in there is that maybe USDA is going to go ahead and up its estimate of old crop beans by 100 million bushels.
Yeah, although we won't know that until we get to September before we know that. But, boy, there's a lot of talk that they've underestimated the crop, and things don't make sense. I mean, you're trading right now 35 to 40 cents less than delivery equivalent on beans on the river system. So, you know, the reality is it doesn't feel like we're tight like it did back in 04, which is a comparable stocks-to-use ratio. I think we've also got the situation. New York Times ran an article on Friday or Saturday about the index funds and possible limits that they might place on the index funds. And I think that's something that the trade's going to be watching, but we need more information before we make any real clear-cut decision. Overall, this morning, Dave, I look for stuff to start a little bit easier with crude oil down and the dollar up a little bit, but I think we come back on the day. We probably overdid things a little bit on Friday, so a little bit lower opening, but I would actually look for higher closes across the board today.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone, you're listening to WILO Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.